Coddersall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Let's catch up with Dominic King from the Daily Mail. Morning, Dom.
Morning, Steve. How are we?
Yeah, good, thank you. So you sat there listening to the manager. He's honest in his assessment. He said it was ugly. It looked pretty ugly, didn't it?
Well, it was. It was. But I think at this stage of the season, there can't be any complaints. I think it's just a question of getting the job done now if they want to finish in the top four. And that was a very... I mean, I thought they were dreadful in the first half, and everything changed with Gini Wijnaldum's goal.
People have questioned the character of the side. I suppose this, in some way, demonstrates, you know, how they can battle it out.
Yeah. I mean, the last month or so, there's been a few questions asked. I mean, I was there the whole the day that. You know, they just drawn with Chelsea, hadn't they? And then they lost to Hull, and Klopp was saying, you know, he could understand why questions were being asked about the team's attitude if they could raise themselves for big games and not do it in the you know, the more straightforward ones. But I think, you know, yesterday it was they went some way to sort of answering that they could do it, because I think maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago that would have been a game they would have lost.
And I don't know what you thought, but I know they weren't great, but I still think they deserved the win overall. Have you looked at the whole picture of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I like Burnley, and I hope they stay up. I like the way the club's set up there, and I like, you know, the manager. But apart from the chance that they scored, and then the one at the end, I can't really remember Liverpool being under too much pressure. In terms of, you know, hanging on desperate clearances. Obviously, there was one clearance from Ragnar Klavan that was neat. One crucial intervention, but they weren't under what you would call sustained pressure, I don't think.
What was the story behind the substitution of Philip Coutinho? Did he mention that afterwards?
No, he didn't. But I mean, just from where I mean, my own view. I don't know whether it was a little bit of a G up for him, perhaps, you know, in terms of he hasn't played well since he's come back from injury. And I don't know whether that was just the manager saying to him yesterday, come on, you know, you need a bit more from you now at this time. It didn't look to be carrying any sort of fitness issue when he came off, because he sort of he jogged very, very quickly to the sidelines when his number was called.
He didn't, and you can tell by the expression on the face sometimes. He didn't look the most pleased with the situation.
No, but I you know, players are never happy when they are substituted. I mean, would say that, but I don't think there was anybody in the ground would say that he deserves to stay on in terms of what he'd done during the game. It was one of his. One of his most disappointing performances of the season, I think.
Let's have a look at Emre Can now. A couple of tweets this morning that have come in. Dan says, happy with the win, but that's it. Emre Can doesn't deserve a new contract for what he's done so far. OK, he gets a goal, but that doesn't change the facts. The manager was saying he's got an outstanding attitude. I have to say, you know, you've seen that. He shows every sort of end of the spectrum, doesn't he? He was pretty awful in the first half. But puffed the chest out and scored the winning goal.
Yeah, he did. I mean, I tweeted, it's the perils of tweeting, isn't it, during the game. I put something out myself late in the first half. I said another one of those games where he flitters around the edges and doesn't sort of stamp his authority on it. And then I was waiting for the barrage to come through when he'd scored. But but no, I mean, I think it was, you know, sort of an indicator of how he'd played yesterday, that nobody was like, you know, RC told you so or anything like that. I thought he was disappointing. He has been disappointing for a while, but I mean, the goal was tremendous. I think there's a player in there somewhere with him. He needs to unlock the consistency.
Where does that player actually fit in the longer term for Liverpool?
Well, I don't think he, when everybody's fit, I don't think he plays in the midfield three that Klopp would have at this minute, which is Lallana, Henderson and Wijnaldum. I think he's got a bit of a challenge to get back into that starting three. But for the time being, you know, he needs to for all the talk that's been going on around his contract in the future and one thing or another, he needs to really step it up next week at Manchester City, which is a huge game. You know, he needs to really show a bit of swagger about him and why there's so much being talked about him.
I mean, it's a certainty he starts that one, isn't it? Because Jordan Henderson's, is he still on crutches?
No, he's not on crutches, but he's struggling to put weight on his foot at the minute. So there's no chance of him playing next week. And I think because obviously the loss of conditions he's had since he's been out, he wouldn't, even if he did start training this week, I don't think he'd be fit enough to play or fit enough to start for what Klopp wants. So he'd be looking at the Merseyside derby game, I would think, if he misses England.
Absolutely gutting news, really, for Jordan, isn't it? I mean, you see now just how important he is to that Liverpool team.
Yeah, I think people as you said, appreciate what he does and how good he has been this season. You know, he's just gotten about his business very quietly, not shouting from the rooftops or anything, keeping himself to himself. But I think he's been one of the most improved players at the club, and he was already a very, very good player.
Liverpool, look at the league table now. They look like, I don't want to say they're certainly not favourites for a top four position, but they're in a healthy position, aren't they, in the top four? They're 5 points ahead of Arsenal, who've got a couple of games in hand. If you were to predict something now, Dom, do you feel they will get over the line?
I think the next two games are massive. If he gets through Man City and Everton unbeaten, I think they'll do it. I think the backlog of fixtures that Man United have got will catch up with them eventually, and Arsenal, I just think they're in a horrible sort of atmosphere at the minute, Arsenal, and they could lose. They're as liable to lose a game as they are to win, if that makes sense. They just don't sort of have that conviction that, you know, over the last 10 years or so, that when it got to this point of the season, well, you always knew that Arsenal would win like sort of 8 of the last 11 games or something and get over the line. I'm just not sure they're going to do that this year.
And how much of a spending spree will Liverpool go on this summer, do you reckon? Should they finish in a Champions League spot?
Well, I think they need 5 or 6 players, because you look at the bench yesterday. I mean, that was with 4 injuries, and it was just, you know, it was pretty threadbare. So they're going to need additions no matter what in the summer. But I think I would think everything's hinging on the standard of player that they'll be able to get in the summer hinges on where they're going to finish. Whether if they finish in the top four, I would think Klopp will have targets in mind that he'll be able to get. But if they finish outside the top four, then, you know, we've seen over the last 3-4 years how difficult it is for Liverpool to attract the calibre of player that they want.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.